does the 2021 edition of the festival, does it have a theme this year? And
the theme that we kind of hit on was be a naturalist, because we wanted to explore the nature around us and not only observe, but perhaps document as far as drawing or doing more exploration into it, more studying it, that sort of thing. And so, yeah, be a naturalist.
Personal connection to the natural world.
Correct.
And that's reflected in a couple of the special guests that are coming.
Yes, definitely. Especially Kim McNett, who is a visual artist and does nature journaling and teaches nature journaling. And so she will be here doing classes for kids and adults. We'll have field trips. We'll have workshops. Yeah.
Okay. And the other special guest is Naomi Michelson. And Avery, maybe, do you know her work? Have you worked with her at all?
Yeah, she is my relative, actually. I've known her all of my life.
Okay.
She's been harvesting for 30 years. And yeah, she does a really wonderful job. She worked, I think, with WAVE, Working Against Violence for Everyone, down in Ketchikan for a period of time, too. So
she's going to be leading a bunch of things on preserving foods and what to do with natural foods, right?
Yeah, respectful harvesting, land acknowledgement, and just kind of appreciating what we have and teaching people how to use it in a healing way.
So this edition of the festival, it looks like it's a real mix of different kinds of events, from the in-person outdoor, Zoom, or even the hybrid events where there's going to be both of those things offered. Is that right, Chris?
Yes. It was a challenge again to try and figure out what might happen this year. And so we wanted to have a good mix for those people who felt comfortable being in person outdoors, or not feeling comfortable with doing that, and so they can still tune in with Zoom. And we were also thinking of people like at long-term care who can't physically get out, and still they'll be able to share some of the programs and events that will be happening.
Well, that's cool, and it'll open it up to more people, even out-of-towners.
Yes, definitely.
So, okay. So what else to highlight about this year's festival? Are there new or different events? Or some old favorites that are coming back?
Well, one of the things that has become a favorite, even though we've only done it one year, is the ephemeral art. And so we are doing that again this year. And what that is we have outdoor art displays that are made from nature and will return to nature. And so they may last only a day if you put it at the tide. They may last weeks if it's on shore and it's not windy. You know, you never know what people are going to do. And we had some really creative and beautiful pieces last year, and so we're hoping for the same this year.
And last year produced a film from that, and that'll also be screened again this year, I think.
Yes, we will have a screening after the keynote address on Thursday.
Keynote address will be with
Naomi Michelson.
Naomi, okay. And what will she be talking about for that?
The keynote talk, the title is Protect What You Love. She'll just be talking about the plants as food and medicine, and also along with land acknowledgement and respectful harvesting, and kind of just protocol in a way.
Okay.
How to, in a way, appreciate what we have.
Are there things people need to sign up for now, sooner rather than later, and not wait on?
Definitely. One of the things that has the earliest deadline is porch music, and that's we're collaborating with the Petersburg Arts Council, and we will have groups of people that will travel from venue to venue outdoors, and they need to know how many people are going to be in those pods, and Avery gets to try and figure that out.
Yeah.
You're scheduling it, Avery?
I am. Oren and I are doing that along with a little bit of help from Chris.
Okay. So there's a set number of people for each pod, so sign up as a pod.
Yes, and that deadline is September 7th, and actually that's the deadline now for ephemeral art also, to have your pre-approval in so that they that people working on that can produce a map. And it may not be a map that has every little dot on it, but would say Whale Observatory, and this is what's at the Whale Observatory.
Sure.
go find it.
Okay. And another fun finding event is with Kinderskog this year.
Yes. They're doing a geocaching, and they're going to be hiding little treasures all over Petersburg vicinity. They will be putting little facts in of the Tongass, and they have a special app that will be available the morning of that you can use on your phone and go find these little treasures.
Okay, great.
One of the other things that we have brought back are the brown bag talks, and they are noon on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They will be by Zoom this year so that anybody can tune in at that time. You don't have to run to the library and take 10 minutes to get there and 10 minutes to get back to work. Other people can join from all over. We're going to be talking about bear safety, rainforest pollinators, and the frogs and fungus.